Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents...
Is your website purdy?
Mind your business!
Does it work right?
Mind your business!
Can people find it?
Say it! Say it!
Mind your business!
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. And this week especially, dedicated to all of you who want a real identifying mark for your business, a real logo that isn't some stockpiled afterthought somebody pulled out of their wazoo. Thank you, Whiff Roasters of Lititz, Pennsylvania, for making my favorite coffee ever. Thank you for taking advantage of our portability on iTunes and Stitcher, and of course, as always, for the love you give us on Pinterest. And make sure you drop us a line on Facebook or on our website if you have a question that you want us to answer on a future podcast. We love your questions, and we love answering them just as much. And you know, we're talking about logos this week, and when I think logos, I think KISS. Arguably the first rock band to turn themselves into a rock brand. It's really quite laughable now, especially to the extent that they've taken it. They have the KISS coffin and all kinds of other ridiculousness. But the truth is, it's worked. They slap the KISS logo on anything, and there are people who will buy it. People who hate the band recognize the logo. It's an identifying mark, not because of the name, but because of the way their name is stylized in their logo. That's what makes it visually memorable. What is your identifying mark for your business? Does it include your name? Or are you like Prudential, where you have the drawing of the Rock of Gibraltar and everyone knows that's not the Rock of Gibraltar, that's Prudential? Probably some people who know Prudential don't even know what the Rock of Gibraltar is. Well, we're talking with Mind's lead designer, Chad Rock McComsey, about just that today, logos. And this topic came up at the office because of a website called Fiverr, which offers just about anything for $5, including logos. And we don't like that, do we, Chad?
Not really. And to be honest, I don't think that I think that's pretty much shared across the board of all real professional designers. You know, offering something like that for $5 or for $10. Oof, man.
Well, dude, come on. If you could design, say, 500 logos a day, you could make a good living on that.
For 10, is there enough time in the day to make that work?
Oh, come on. You're a professional. So what, when you first saw that, Chad, mm-hmm. what went through your mind? And like, what do you think about all? I know you got all kinds of thoughts on this.
Yeah, it's, I get it. I get the service, I guess. And I get the draw to it. But like, it's the same kind of feeling or the same kind of draw that you would get with some of these, like Website Tonight type products, you know, where they're like pre-built themes or, you know, build your own site or do this or do that, you know, take the developer out of it, take the designer out of it, da, 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 da. Like all these prefab kind of things that really don't serve your business as well as the actual, you know, professionals could. I know our cohort Zim likes to use the, you know, the car analogy a lot, you know, when we're describing building sites, you know, and it's like, you want a Yugo or do you want a Mercedes? You know what I mean? Like there's levels of service, there's levels of style, there's levels of just, you know, professionalism, you know? And quite frankly, you know, do you want to have a professional design your branding and your logo material? Do you want something that is going to be as iconic and as familiar and recognizable as KISS or Prudential, or do you not really give a shit? And like, hey, you know, your nephew or your, you know, whatever, your grandkids or whatever, and just let them throw something together on MS Paint or some, you know, random, you know, crap system, and that's going to be my brand. It's difficult speaking from this side of the table because sure. I can understand somebody that wants to get something done cheaply and quickly. But even on Fiverr, I mean, depending on who you pick, you know, you still might be waiting a month to spend that $5. a couple of the real issues I have with it is essentially I think it's what Fiverr does is makes a mockery out of the industries that it provides services for.
It really cheapens everything.
It certainly does. And, you know, we're in the business of doing things the right way and doing them right the first time. So, you know, if you kind of cheap out on any part of that, you know, the old adage, you know, you get what you pay for. Now, just going through Fiverr a little bit, you know, earlier in the week, it was very, it was painfully obvious that a lot of the designers are also overseas. We're not into outsourcing, even if it is a, you know, $5 logo.
That's, you know, I'm glad you hit that, Chad, sure. Because that was a question I was going to ask you later, and you already touched on it there. Okay. It's like somebody's making those logos.
Mm-hmm.
Who would make them that cheaply?
Yeah, the only thing,
you know,
I can imagine
you just
is,
answered.
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, overseas folk. You know, I mean, like if $5-$10, you know, that might work for you. That might be a decent way to supplement your income. In the States, though, I don't think that's realistic. I would say that most people, if they're American and they're using a Fiverr account, they're probably doing this on the part time for a little bit of extra cash. And if you can whip together a $5 logo in 30 minutes or so to make it at least $10 an hour worth of your time, then by all means, man, more power to you. But for the people that I know and the designers that I know, that's just not – it's just not reasonable. It's just not sustainable. And you see some of these wait lists on these sites, and you know, a couple hundred – I think I saw one today. It was damn near 800 people in front of you if I wanted to get a logo done. Hey, this guy has to work on this many other logos before he even gets to you. So let's not even.
So that's how that process works.
As far as I know, I mean, it's certainly not. Well, understand that there's certain levels. You have people that are like very highly regarded, or they're like, you know, top tier designers, quote unquote, on Fiverr, and they have a wait list. You might be able to find a very brand new, very green designer that doesn't have anybody waiting, and then you could get it in 24 hours. That in itself is laughable because there's a lot that goes into designing a logo. There's a lot that people don't think about when they're considering their branding or their image, and that's kind of why I feel that that Fiverr, you know, essentially makes a mockery of everything that's, you know, especially of our industry. Proper logo, you know, combines look, feel, and, you know, purpose of your business. You know, it's supposed to be representative of your business or of you. You know, if you're sole proprietor, you're just selling you, like you have a logo, then that's you on a paper, you know, like on your business card, you know, on the web. You need to be able to communicate, you know, those same concepts through your visual expression, you know, through the, mm-hmm. the look, the feel, the purpose of your business should all be communicated somehow through your logo. Ultimately, it's really not something that you can typically do with a short turnaround or without being in contact or, you know, experiencing to some degree what the business is all about. Most of the designers on Fiverr, they're outside the U.S. And yet, like I said, you know, $5 to $10 per project, that might put food on their tables. But essentially what it does is it weakens the legitimate market for professional designers that actually do live in the design world. That's one of my issues with it.
Well, I mean, I'd find it hard to believe that for $5 they're thinking about things like color psychology.
right. You know? Yeah, exactly. Experience, you know, certainly has something to do with it as well. You know, it certainly matters. There's a lot just going through the site, a lot of very simplistic designs and a lot of prefabricated designs. You know, we know by, you know, doing what we do on a regular basis, there's a number of stock photo and stock graphic sites that will provide you graphic assets in vector format that you can essentially piece together a logo and still have it look somewhat professional. The problem is there that, you know, your logo tends to end up looking like 1,000 other logos, and you essentially become indistinguishable from the competition. Even the top sellers on Fiverr kind of start blurring the lines. The thought that I always have is, why $5? Like, why? You know, like, why sell yourself so short?
Well, you can't even get a $5 foot long at Subway anymore.
No, man. And you're talking about me sitting down and putting pen to paper or putting a concept into it and trying to come up with something that's going that essentially somebody is going to use to market themselves in the world. Dude, that's so naive. maybe. You know, I mean, it's really kind of silly if you think about it.
But it's such a temptation because it's what people want to hear. You know, some of these newer, you know, if you're a young business and you don't have much money, it's like, wow, I can get a logo for $5. But it's like what you want to hear usually is not what you should hear.
Right. Now, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people that are just, you know, they just want the easy way out, you know, the quick buck. For example, something that kind of gets to me, there's a lot of designers on, you know, Fiverr, $5-$10 for their work, and to me that doesn't make sense. You know, maybe you've gone to school, maybe you know, just generally have a talent, and doing something like that where you're going to be representing a business, why be on Fiverr? Why not have your own, you know, site, your own business, you know? I mean, certainly with
your own logo that you design.
Exactly, you know? Like, I mean, you know, a lot of these guys, don't get me wrong, a lot of these guys do design their own logos, and they look kind of flashy and kind of neat here and there, but it lacks depth, character, like all the good things, you know, that you really want to have in a logo. And, you know, certainly with such a vast and impressive portfolio of some of these people have, like I've seen one that was touting like some 14 or 13,000 satisfied customers. Well, with that many customers, why aren't you running your own business, or could you run your own business? And the answer to that is no, not really, you know, because there's a little bit of a misconception there about what you're actually getting, and do these, you know, thousands of satisfied customers that have paid $5, do they really like their logo, or do they really like the fact that they only had to pay $5 for it? Okay, so that's that's kind of like the crux of one of these issues, you know, because for example, let's take a popular gym that I joined couple months back. I don't go there anymore, but I joined this gym for $10 a month. And, you know, I was shocked when I heard about things like Bagel Tuesdays and Pizza Fridays and literally all the things that you really shouldn't be pushing in a fitness facility. And then, you know, after a few weeks, you know, you're there and you see all this stuff going on.
How about pork rinds?
Yeah, man, pork rind Wednesday, dog. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, let's make it happen. After a while, you realize that you're not really going to a gym. You know, you're actually attending a social club, you know, where people work out and then they get crap food pushed in their face before they walk out the door because, well, hey, let's make them come back. We're just going to keep them getting fat. It's ridiculous, you know. And that's not to say that the people that, you know, that people don't use that cheap price for good, you know. On the contrary, if you're active and you're really into fitness, $10 is a great deal. I use my cousin as an example of this all the time. Dude is a former Marine. He loves physical training, PT, PT, PT all day. He goes to the gym 2 and 3 times a day if he could. He pays $10. It is a huge deal for him. But he doesn't pay attention to any of the BS that goes on in the gym. He doesn't eat any of the crap food. He uses it for what he needs, and then he's gone, okay?
Right, and he's got the discipline to walk away from the pizza and walk away from the bagels, walk away from the pork rinds, whatever.
Exactly, exactly. So in his case, it's fantastic. However, to everyone else, $10, man, $10 is something that you're not necessarily going to miss if you decide not to go to the gym that month, you know? So again, you kind of get what you pay for. And I feel that's it's very similar to Fiverr because, listen, if I just wanted a quick and dirty logo and didn't care about what it said about me or my business, $5 would seem like a steal compared to paying much more for a real logo. And then to boot, my expectations would be extremely low. So even if the logo was a complete pile, I wouldn't necessarily feel bad because, like the $10 gym membership, $5 for a logo ultimately doesn't impact my bottom line. So, you know, that's something that, you know, I like to take into consideration. I like to think about, you know, when we're dealing with, you know, sites like this or people that want to get that, you know, that really cheap, you know, logo done. And it's kind of sad because, you know, you have a lot of people that are just like, ah, well, you know, screw it. I'll just go to this website. You know, I don't need to pay a professional who went to school, who learned all this stuff, who maybe has a fantastic portfolio. Screw that guy. I'm going to go get the $5 logo from some kid in India and, you know, build a business on it. You know, good luck with that. Just to kind of, you know, continue on the semi-small tirade here. The other issue that I have with it is essentially it weakens the visual impact of good design. Sites like this, the impressions that get made for real designers, it's very it's difficult because I can tell you that there are a number of designers and a number of fantastic artists that will do a bang up job for you. But when you tell them how, when you tell a client how much it is, you know, for your time and for your work, they're like, whoa, 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 you're charging that much? Well, hell, I can go to Fiverr and get it done way cheaper. And you're absolutely right.
It's a real catch 22.
It kind of is, you know what I mean? So you're kind of trying to balance between, you know, the business aspect of it, you know, and your art. But at the same time, you know, listen, yeah, you could absolutely do that. You know, if you didn't give a
Roadhouse
about your business or your appearance, then you might be okay. The big issue with this mentality is also that it degrades what we do in the design world to essentially a mediocre grunt task. So we lose a lot of respect and consideration because, hey, this guy from India will do it for $5. So, you know, I'm saying, hey, man, you want this entire package. I'm going to put my blood, sweat, and tears into it. I'm going to be up nights at working on your brand, trying to make you look good. And that, you know, nobody gives a rip about that. Nobody cares, you know. Going back to the car thing, do you want this engine built correctly or do you want me to stick a lawnmower engine in there and just get you to putt around or something? Now, I know that's really the idea, but not necessarily the follow through there.
Would you agree with the statement that we tend to not value those things that we pay the least for? And it creates an interesting situation here because somebody that wants to go to Fiverr and get, as you referred to it, a quick and dirty logo for $5. And let's say they're a small business and they just can't afford to hire a real designer now, but fast forward to a year from now, and their business is at the point where, okay, we've got to get this done right. Then they come in to a professional, and because they spent $5 on that first logo, they can't get that price out of their head, and they can't imagine someone doing it for more.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a significant impact, the pricing structure, the work that's involved. Don't get me wrong, you can get lucky. You might find a fantastic designer that really just needs to make a couple extra bucks on the side, and he can knock out a logo in a day or two, and you have something that's beautiful and actually works for you. It is possible. I'm not saying that it's not, but 9 times out of 10, it's gonna still be found wanting. You know what I mean? Because it's not gonna be completely as good as it could be. You know, and that's, you know, when work like that gets pushed to the forefront, it makes everyone else look bad. I've seen beautifully constructing branding done well, done fantastically, right here in Lancaster, PA, by a multitude of super talented artists. And then again, I've seen some pretty
Roadhouse
ones too. The problem is that the
Roadhouse
ones are usually the cheaper option. And if everyone in town has a
Roadhouse
logo, guess what? People start to think that the
Roadhouse
design is actually good. And that creates a whole other hurdle for the professional that has honed their skill over a number of years. And despite what some may say or feel, design is objective. There is good and there is bad. Design is not subjective. Your opinion of it doesn't make it any better. Real designers see this every day, and it's a constant battle to push for what it really – for essentially what really solid design real designers see this every day, and it's a constant battle to push really solid design away from what's essentially fluff and garbage. That's tough, and that's what happens when you have – $5 logos. You know, it's the quality concept and then the pricing concept all together. It creates a real issue when you want to go that professional route and you want to take it to the next level. If you already have those preconceived notions or that idea that your branding or your logo is going to be cheaper because, hey, I got it done on Fiverr and it only cost me $5 or $10 or whatever it is, then yeah, that kind of ruins it for everybody. We've had people come in, they want some logo, they want some branding stuff done, and you know, we can usually accommodate them pretty well for whatever their budget can handle. And like I said, Fiverr might be a decent option for you if you're just starting out or if you don't know any better, let's be honest. But really it's really it's kind of a slap, and it's a giant slap in the face to everybody that does this for a living.
So the burning question regarding Fiverr: do you think Penn State's new logo came from Fiverr? I couldn't believe that when you showed it yesterday. Might as well have, at the man. Office.
I gotta say, like, straight away.
It looks like a scaredy cat, not a Nittany Lion.
You got that right. I don't think I've spoken to anybody, any of my peers in design or any of my friends that have attended Penn State. I don't think a one of them has seen that logo and said, "Ooh, yeah, nailed it." I really, dude.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. The reaction of all of us when we saw it was so opposite of that.
Yeah. Let's be honest. I think I may be misquoting here, but I think it took a year to put this together. But the price tag, $128,000. That's what it would. $128,000 for that.
Grand.
Everything about this is a cruel joke. Seriously, like I said, we have wonderful artists in Lancaster. You want to talk branding? We have some fantastic companies that will knock the shit
Roadhouse
out of this logo for much cheaper and do 10 times better. Now, things that I don't know are, you know, how much committee involvement there was with this, because let's be honest, you can come up with a fantastic design and it can get torn apart in a committee. It can get torn apart by, again, the
Absolutely.
Whole, you know, too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. Everybody has a different opinion. Somebody likes this, somebody likes that. It could certainly go downhill quickly. So I don't necessarily want to down the designer or the firm that did this. However, I would like to mention that I think they're also responsible for the AT&T rebrand with those lowercase letters, and that is just a huge, huge, huge flub in my book. I think that logo is crap now. I think you essentially took your mentor's idea and screwed it. Is essentially what happened there. But back to Penn State. First of all, the original Penn State logo, like what they've been using currently, you know, prior to this, sucked just as bad. There's really the thing that really bothered me the most about the current former branding, excuse me. If you look at the Penn State logo, the full brand, you see Penn, and then State, and then the little shield and lion guy underneath there with the date. But this very awkward line that goes under State and then goes out into out into nothing to balance the space so that the shield is in the middle. If you were to, you know, center it on something, that is so stinking awkward. I can't even begin to tell you how much that bothers my eye as a designer. Like I just want to center all of it, or like I want to do something different. That line screws the entire design because, oh, well, we could just put stuff under this line. Well, then you have this really weird white space on top of that, whatever the association or the other school or whatever else that's right there. Like, it's very, very awkward. So in one case, I kind of like the new logo because the way that it's set up, you can add the associations or the other schools or the other locations under there, and it looks a little bit more cohesive than this very awkward kind of T design that they tried to go with initially. So to that point, I'd say the logo works. I'm also a bit of a fan of the slab serif font. I don't necessarily know if I would have gone lowercase with it or, initial caps like the way they did. Slab serif has been fairly trendy over the last couple years. So I think that kind of plays into it a little bit. I think they tried to maybe modernize it, but it got pushed a little bit too much and a little bit too much in the wrong direction. I know the color, the blue color, I heard a lot of people bitching about the blue. It's too light. It's not the Penn State Navy. It's not like, you know, that darker blue, that it's, you know, it's richer, it's bolder. The font, I do like the font, but it doesn't scream State University. You know, it doesn't have that prestige. It doesn't have that awesome look that you were like, yes, I want to go to school here. It looks like not to be ignorant and not to diss anybody, but it looks like it's a community college logo. You know, like it really doesn't
yeah.
exemplify, or really doesn't, you know, it really doesn't make me think that Penn State is at the top of their game when I see something like that.
Nothing exactly. about it screams exactly. flagship. Look at Notre Dame. I mean, even USC. I've never really liked the colors of USC or anything, but you look at mm-hmm. some of these big heritage schools like that, and their logo says something. Their logo, there's a certain look to it. Mm-hmm. Michigan, just that big M, you know, it does scream heritage.
I kind of got to wonder, you know, how does that work on you know, on branding for everything else, you know, that lion, dude.
Wow, yeah.
I get, like, don't get me wrong, I get it. The statue, it's a big part of the school. Like, you know, it's very recognizable, but everybody's like, what's up with the eyes? The big dead eyes. You know what I mean? It's like,
yes.
it doesn't, it's not aggressive. That's for damn sure. And it really doesn't, yeah. you know, do justice to, I don't even think it does justice to the statue, to be completely honest. And I don't necessarily think you even needed to have that be the centerpiece of it. You know, going back to KISS, going back to letter marks, logo marks, like, you could have just made a pretty sweet, just they just have a really nice font, and maybe and maybe even kept the little, you know, shield from before, you know what I mean, something. There was nothing wrong with that, or even a stylized line. Like, come on, like, we're, you know, do something different than it's maybe it's just too obvious, that too, you know. But more so it's just, yeah. I think the execution was just poor. But I gotta say, I think the thing that really, not only was, do I think the price was way too much for what they got, and for essentially the concept, because let's be honest, I've seen better concepts in design schools. Like, I've gone to portfolio shows and have seen yeah. students do better work than that. $128,000, they wasted their money. Sorry, you got ripped off. And the other thing about it is, like, the agency that they did pick, you know, guy has a name, he has a history, but if I'm not mistaken, I think he's not from Pennsylvania. So this is, like, my big issue here is, okay, Penn State, why wouldn't you choose a local firm? Why wouldn't you choose somebody from Pennsylvania to design your logo? No local yeah. agencies were used here. It's Penn State. Give that money to your local businesses, to, like, somewhere around here. Like I said, come to Lancaster. We have amazing artists in Lancaster, and it would, design circles around this thing, and it probably would have cost you a tenth, if that, you know, it would have been a win on both sides.
I mean, it really would have been.
Downtown, get the Penn State account, and they could do a complete rebranding, dude. That'd be amazing. But no, we got some guy in, you know, some other state that's, you know, by the way, if you check out his website, it's pretty terrible. It's not really a website, but regardless, there's a lot of, there's just, I don't know. I feel bad for Penn State. I feel bad for people that went to Penn State. I see this, and I'm seeing the reaction online. I'm seeing the reaction on Facebook. People are not happy, you know, and I can't. Yeah.
And it's like universal. I mean, I haven't seen one person. I haven't seen one comment by, and I'm sure somebody somewhere likes it, but I haven't seen one,
like,
myself,
said,
Facebook,
know, there
or elsewhere.
I'd say there are maybe a very, very small couple redeeming factors, you know, for this particular logo, but, you know, apples to oranges, it's way, way, way out of whack compared to what's wrong with the logo. There's so much more wrong with the logo than what's right with the logo. And I think a lot of that is what people are, you know, up in arms about.
Chad, thank you as always for coming on to the podcast and giving your design perspective. Always love it. And thank you so much for listening to this Mind Your Business podcast, whether you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher. And thanks for the love on Pinterest, as always. Hit us up on Facebook with any of your questions and also on our Ask a Question page on the Mind Development and Design website. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you again next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
The Samuel L. Bronkowitz production.